Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
All right, we have more major breaking news as protests continue to escalate in Los Angeles, California. I'm currently watching a live stream where it looks like tear gas is filling up the area. It looks like on the bottom layer you can see a bunch of police, and on the top layer there are protesters. I want to use this opportunity to walk everybody through how we got here, how the escalation has happened over the past few days, mainly on behalf of the Trump administration, escalating and escalating. I want to walk through a few live streams. We have multiple live angles that I was able to grab. Some of the live angles will obviously be a little bit more, you know, in-depth than others. This is currently live on the ground. I just want to say, if you're tuning into my live stream and you missed the live version of it, you're watching the recorded version of it after, make sure you have subscriptions on and post notifications on so you never miss a single live stream. We're going to be going live covering breaking news on a daily basis. Sometimes we have 5 to 10 to 20,000 people. But look at this site right here. Look at this site right here. Incredibly intense. After Donald Trump ordered 2,000 National Guard troops to Los Angeles last night, citing lawlessness, the administration continued to escalate with absolutely inflammatory rhetoric. Representative Jasmine Crockett said, first, they illegally deport citizens. Then they unleash ICE to terrorize communities. Now they've got the National Guard in LA to silence protesters. This ain't about law and order. This is what authoritarianism looks like. Go on Twitch to see if people are live there. Let me check this out. While I am, you can watch Mayor Karen Bass of New York City saying there was no need to federalize these troops.
Well, there are a number of protests that are taking place around the city, and unfortunately, in a couple of the areas, there has been an unlawful assembly declared. I will tell you that a sense of fear has been created in the city beginning on Friday when numerous workplaces were raided. Initially, we were told only violent criminals. I don't know how that relates to a workplace. We have people that are detained right now, and they've not been in contact with their families. They've not been allowed to have legal counsel. And to me, it just seems like this is intentional chaos. You know, I had talked to representatives of the Trump administration earlier on to tell them that the Los Angeles Police Department could control things that were happening here, and that there was no need to federalize troops. And so to have this here is really just a provocation and something that was not needed in our city. We're still recovering after 5 months from the city's worst natural disaster in decades.
That was the mayor of LA, and she's absolutely right. There was no need to federalize troops for a few reasons. First of all, Governor Gavin Newsom repeatedly said that he was complying. He was more than complying. He was offering any state and local resources necessary to ease any concerns and make sure that everybody was safe. Governor Newsom was incredibly happy. Governor Newsom was incredibly happy to help is what I meant. He was incredibly, incredibly willing to help. And then LA mayor is also incredibly, you know, happy to help, but Trump continues to federalize and escalate. I want to really quickly show you this piece that I made because on my Substack last night around midnight, I decided to write this post called How Trump Militarized LA Overnight. where have I been? Oh, I've been posting like 10 times a day, going live every day. What do you mean? This says, hey, everyone, it's Adam Mockler. Let's be crystal clear here. Trump's decision to deploy the National Guard into Los Angeles is an unnecessary, dangerous escalation that is purely an exercise in suppressing dissent and narrative building. We need to break any narrative this administration pushes and make this explicit. This is not about public safety. It's about control. And this is where it gets important. Not only has Governor Newsom taken strenuous steps to offer and provide the support of local and state resources, but he has repeatedly said there is no reality in which the National Guard is necessary. The same thing with LA Mayor Karen Bass. He said there's no reality in which this is necessary. Against Governor Newsom's will, Trump is still overriding the California National Guard. After sending undertrained agents into majority Latino neighborhoods to carry out deportations in a brazen and reckless manner, Trump admin officials immediately took to Fox and X, using increasingly extreme rhetoric that only further inflamed tensions on the ground. The Trump admin built up outrage, then used that outrage as a pretext to justify deploying the National Guard. Trump supporters are already gleefully lining up to cheer this, ignoring the fact that he did this against the clear objections of the state's leaders. Here's how we break the MAGA narrative. Someone said, I ran errands today with no issues. Yeah, that's the thing. Almost everybody living in or around LA will not even see or be affected by the protest. Maybe a lot of people will. But I have friends in LA who are like, I don't even know anything was going on. Why is the National Guard coming once again? But to continue, here is how we can break the MAGA narrative and explain the danger. Number one, proportionality is what separates justice from abuse. This one is simple. If someone slaps me in the face and I pull a gun, that's not a proportionate response. That's a direct escalation. When low-level protests break out in Los Angeles and Trump answers with military force, that is not proportionate. Very quickly, I want to check in. Looks like they're pulling and arresting protesters. I'll continue reading this off the side so we can watch on screen. But it then says, you can't claim to defend states' rights, then cheer as a state's will is trampled. Conservatives are constantly talking about the importance of state sovereignty. States' rights are at the core of their philosophy, from abortion rights to education policy. They insist the federal government should stay out of state affairs. Just this week, Marjorie Taylor Greene gave a passionate House floor speech where she was saying we need to defend the state's abilities to make their own decisions. So here's a question. If California's governor, Gavin Newsom, says federal troops are not needed, why is Trump allowed to override him and send in 2,000 National Guard troops? If conservatives or MAGA cared about states' rights, they would be the first ones opposing this federal overreach. But they don't care. They don't care whatsoever. And they also don't care about federal overreach so as long as it hurts brown people. Like, we really need the National Guard for this? I'm sorry. I know that some of the protests are a little bit more rowdy than others, but we needed to deploy 2,000 National Guard troops for 60 days because people are just waving flags. Really? And when the tear gas is being dropped, that's not by the protesters. The signs just say no ICE. It's a completely normal protest. But to continue, my points so far have been proportionality is what separates justice from abuse, and you can't have proportionality when you're militarizing the National Guard to hop in to scatter some low-level protests. Number two, you can't defend states' rights, then cheer as a state's will is trampled. Cheer as the governor says, hey, we don't want this to happen. Number three, this is the important one, so I'm going to put it back on screen. This is an exercise in narrative building for Trump. It's all theatrical. If this were truly about protecting the public, this one's important, if this were truly about protecting the public, Trump would have coordinated with Governor Newsom, as Governor Newsom offered. He would have worked with state officials and ensured that any necessary support was provided through cooperation rather than force. But it's not about public safety. Instead, Trump and his admin are flooding Fox News with inflammatory rhetoric and again, using outrage as a pretext to justify deploying the National Guard. Someone in chat said, this looks pretty chill compared to January 6th, where people died. Actually, very, very true. I mean, yes, there are definitely some streams where we pop on and we'll see more violent areas, but really, this is what you had to deploy the National Guard for? By the way, if you caught this live stream, I'm super happy to be here with you guys. Make sure you drop a like below. Spam some blue hearts to help boost the stream. To help boost the truth. But to continue, let's see what LA Mayor Karen Bass then said.
LAPD, as you just noted, declared some of these gatherings unlawful assembly. Is that something you were made aware of before they did that? Did you okay that?
Yes, I didn't okay it. I don't run the police department. The chief does, but I was aware of it. And what I was told is that the protesters had begun throwing things. So to me, it is most important that everybody be allowed to exercise their First Amendment right, but it absolutely has to be done peacefully. Now, with federal troops on the ground, we do not need to have our city under siege. I remember the last time federal troops were on the ground here, and it was in 1992 when there was massive civil unrest. Mm-hmm. Nothing like that is happening here, so there is no need for there to be federal troops.
And okay, so this is a debate that I've been following all day. A lot of people online have been debating, should there be violence on behalf of the protesters here? And I want to know what your guys' opinion is. A lot of people will intuitively say, yes, of course we should be like trying to punch back metaphorically in the punchiest way possible. But there are some convincing arguments otherwise, and just hear me out. Before you completely shut this down or shut this out of your brain, just stay open-minded for 1 second. The Trump administration is doing this for control, for power. It's pure theatrical authoritarianism. For example, Representative Jasmine Crockett says, first, they illegally deport citizens. Then they unleash ICE to terrorize communities. Now they've got the National Guard. This ain't about law and order. It's what authoritarianism looks like. If you are violent on the streets, you begin to feed into the Trump administration's theatrical narrative. And when you escalate the tensions and you feed into that narrative, they can then endlessly justify, stripping away more rights. So while a lot of people on Twitter were having this debate, and people were getting fierce, they were saying, if you aren't okay with violence, then you're not really a part of the movement. It's like, all right, calm down. You can be a part of the movement and think that there's a nuanced way to protest. Many of the best leaders in history have been peaceful protesters, right? Many of the people that we look up to in history have advocated for peaceful protesting. So the idea that we instinctually have to start like feeding into the Trump administration's narrative, I think is a little bit misguided. And this is an argument that was happening. I was arguing with people about this. People were calling me names because I said maybe we should try to not feed into their narrative. But to continue, it seems like things are really beginning to escalate. Right here, I have a video. Things are escalating fast on the freeway in Los Angeles. Tear gas canisters are being kicked back and forth.
Again, you're looking live right now on one of the freeways in Los Angeles as police work to disperse protesters. And you see there on the...
No violence, I agree. Now, violence is going to happen from the National Guard. Violence is going to happen from the militarized police force. But as people in chat are saying, no violence. The instigators should be, admonished. I saw a video earlier. Some white dude was trying to light a Molotov, and people who actually have skin in the game, it looked like Latino Americans, they came up and said, dude, why are you trying to instigate when we're trying to send a message? So people will go there and take advantage of any situation, and it's usually people that don't have actual skin in the game.
And again, you're looking live right now on one of the freeways in Los Angeles as police work to disperse protesters, and you see there on the front lines, there are clashes between police and the protesters. I just want to keep watching this for 1 second because we are seeing an escalation here. We're seeing the canisters of gas that are being floated around. Again, this is on a freeway in Los Angeles they've been told to disperse.
Oh, my God.
You see police and protesters getting very physical there. and police clearly trying to move these protesters off of the freeway where traffic has been stopped. Again, as we were talking to our experts earlier, you cannot block a freeway like this. So that is, police are trying to make sure that they can...
There are genuine concerns with health and public safety if you do block a freeway. I understand the sentiment, but Yashar Ali said, statement from former Vice President Kamala Harris, sorry. Los Angeles is my home, and like so many Americans, I am appalled at what we are witnessing on the streets of our city. Deploying the National Guard, says VP Kamala Harris, is a dangerous escalation meant to provoke chaos. Hey, look it. She used my exact words. Does she read the Mockler Substack, baby? I said this is a dangerous escalation. But to continue, deploying the National Guard is a dangerous escalation meant to provoke chaos. In addition to the recent ICE raids in Southern California and across our nation, it is a part of the Trump administration's cruel, calculated agenda to spread panic and division. Yep. The escalatory rhetoric. The administration's actions are not about public safety. They're about stoking fear. Fear of a community demanding dignity and due process. Very, very true. And to continue, protest is a powerful tool, essential in the fight for justice. And as the LAPD, mayor, and governor have noted, demonstrations in defense of our immigrant neighbors have been overwhelmingly peaceful. Someone in chat just said, Adam, why did you lie about Trump almost falling in the title or the thumbnail? What if I show you? Trump absolutely almost fell earlier. Watch this. There is a clip exactly like this of Biden from a few years back, and they never stopped playing it. I say we never stop playing this clip. The funny thing is, it's not even the fall, it's also the karma. Moments before he was acting like this really tough, powerful leader, he was like, yes, we're going to deploy the National Guard, we're going to quell the protesters. Then he walks up the stairs, he's like, oh, so whoever in chat says I'm lying about that. Of course I remember Kent State. Well, I wasn't there, I wasn't alive, but of course I've read extensively about it. To continue, Kamala Harris then says, protest is a powerful tool, essential in a fight for justice. And as the LAPD, mayor, and governor have noted, demonstrations in defense of our immigrant neighbors have been overwhelmingly peaceful. I continue to support the millions of Americans who are standing up to protect our most fundamental rights and freedoms. That's what we need to understand. There are so, so many protests and feeds out there of just completely peaceful people assembled. But the problem is, the most violent videos are risen to the top. Like, throughout this stream, I've switched through a few feeds, and we've just seen groups of people congregated for, you know, just kind of chilling. That being said, like this, I don't see any violence here. Now, there's nuance. There's going to be agitators in every single crowd, of course, but in this video right here, it looks like everybody is peacefully protesting. They are. They are peacefully protesting. So while on Fox News, if I pulled up Fox News right now, I bet they are cherry-picking the worst possible feed and shoving that in everybody's face. Everything continues to escalate. Give me 1 second. The protests continue to escalate. This says,
ICE demonstrators and protesters clash with law enforcement. There is
This says, a protester just picked up a tear gas canister. This happened 1 minute ago and threw it back at the police. The rest of the protesters attempt to fan the gas back at the police.
Unlawful assembly.
Let's watch.
ICE demonstrators and protesters clash with law enforcement. There is an unlawful assembly order declared by the LAPD, and those on the highway, remaining on the highway, are subject to arrest right now. So I'm not exactly sure what this is, what they're about. Gas masks for law enforcement right now, flashbangs, tear gas, what different tools they use to hope to move these individuals. And you can see them potentially fanning some of the gas back toward law enforcement. An interesting tactic with all of these signs. We're also expecting to hear from LA Mayor Karen Bass here in just a matter of moments, a matter of minutes. We'll take you out to that as this scene is unfolding. The line strong there is local law enforcement on the ground. So we're following this for the better part of almost 4 hours. Tear gas was fired at protesters on Sunday in Los Angeles when demonstrators moved close to National Guard. These are not the National Guard members.
Again, this is all a result. The scenes that you're seeing now are all a result of unnecessary escalation on behalf of the Trump administration. We can prove that in multiple ways. There's been no demonstration, or there's been no demonstrable evidence of widespread violent demonstrations. What the hell? Someone said you cannot pick up those containers. Yeah, those tear gas containers are pretty, if you're even in their vicinity, it can absolutely cook your eyes and your throat and your nose. I really like the tactic when people put the cones over the tear gas canister. I saw somebody, like, metaphorically jump on the grenade. Metaphorically, obviously. But there was a whole group of people. The tear gas canister lands in the middle. Someone jumps in, puts the cone over, and basically saves the whole group from being gassed. But let's continue to scroll through Twitter. Okay, maybe we shouldn't just scroll through Twitter. Let's just watch this live feed. Also, if you have any live feeds that you've seen on either Twitch, I believe someone said Hassan Piker is currently live on Twitch. Let me see if that's... Oh, yeah. See, look it. When you watch a feed like this, you can see that the vast majority of the protests across LA are going to be completely normal. You switch from this to this. And when I say normal, I just mean like people standing around with flags. Someone said my friend is at the 101. I think it would be good optics for people to bring American flags to these protests as well. You can bring multiple types of flags, but I think it would be, we have to start reclaiming that. Yeah, I would bring an American flag and I would say, this stands for America. We want due process. We have to reclaim. They should be holding both flags. Yeah. Adam, for fuck's sakes, they don't care if it's peaceful. They're looking for excuses to cause harm. Yeah, of course. You don't have to, for fuck's sakes, me. I'm just saying it's peaceful. I'm trying to demonstrate that to the people watching right now because they're using this escalatory rhetoric on Fox News and X to make sure they rile up the crowd and use that outrage as a pretext to continue moving in the National Guard. What I'm trying to say is it's cyclical. They are, yeah, exactly. They're baiting the crowd. They are crowd baiting, basically. Let's see, Hassan Piker. They're creating this like circle of escalation where Tom Homan goes on Fox, right? And then Tom Homan will be like, we're arresting every Democratic mayor. He loves to threaten like Democratic mayors, Tom Homan. And then the protesters get riled up by the police, and then it's a feedback loop. But to continue. Yep, the American flags in chat. You know, a lot of people will find that controversial and say we shouldn't have American flags. But when we're proving the points that we're trying to restore what makes America great, not in the Trump sense, but I think part of the reason America is such an amazing country, or, you know, parts of it are amazing, is because we have due process that separates us from other countries. We have a melting pot of different religions and cultures that other countries don't have. A lot of other countries aren't as diverse as we are. We are uniquely diverse in America, and that gives us a benefit. Now, when Trump begins to take that diversity away and immigration drops, tourism drops, students holding visas drops across the country, it's not good at all. And that's not what America's about. So when we're holding an American flag, we're saying that anybody can be welcome to hold this flag from across the globe. And this represents due process. We have to reclaim. Flags with allies are great. Yeah, you can hold multiple flags. Here's Hassan Piker walking through, showing you the vast majority. It's like 99% peaceful. And then I'm going to switch to the stream, 99% peaceful. Oh, LA Mayor Karen Bass just started speaking.
To deploy the National Guard. I knew that the order had been given. The president had signed the order to the governor that he was federalizing the National Guard, that 2,000 troops were going to be deployed. But that didn't mean that they would actually be deployed onto our streets. So my conversation with him was trying to encourage to prevent the deployment.
Obviously, that did not work.
Mayor, you're talking about
Mayor's meeting with the police chief and anybody else, or just the police chief?
The police chief, the sheriff, and the governor.
Quickly, Mayor, as we talk about peaceful protests, we're hearing the noises outside as this crowd is getting closer and presumably more violent as they're coming up through the streets here. I know it's nice to talk about peaceful protests.
That's not peaceful, what was happening. It's not peaceful for people to be on the highways. It's not peaceful for people to throw rocks or bottles. That's not peaceful.
So then how do we reconcile the difference? Obviously, there's frustration with the Trump administration and the feds, but as LAPD and the Sheriff's Department try to distance themselves from the actions of these immigration actions and work being done, they're against authority in a lot of ways. They're standing outside City Hall, which is your office. It's not necessarily against you. How do you distance yourself, but also kind of try to keep it peaceful at a time where it's anti-authority?
Well, and let me just tell you that I don't think there's any equivocating on nonviolence. And if you are going to entertain violence, if you are going to try to take over a freeway, then you are going to suffer the consequences of doing that. I don't think that LAPD, the sheriff, and certainly not myself, are not shying away from statements like that.
Honestly, as a top-down leader, you have to be saying stuff like that.
Well, what I know right now is that the mission of the National Guard is to protect federal property and the federal building, which is why you have only seen them there. You have not seen them out in the community or anything like that.
I'm not sure I believe that. The role of the Federal Guard is to only protect what buildings have been... Yes, I can still get some feeds. What buildings have not been protected? Now, it's interesting because there's a line that she has to thread. As a leader, as the mayor of LA, you have to, as she said, you can't equivocate when it comes to violence, meaning you can't be wishy-washy and say, maybe that's fine, maybe it's okay if you begin to enact or engage in violent actions. Because once you start to do that, people will take a mile and people will begin to be really violent. Then it escalates even further. But there is a needle she should draw. She should thread the needle because she's the one that's been relentlessly saying... She just said an hour ago there's no need for the National Guard, so I don't get why she's saying now that the National Guard is there to protect property. This was her an hour ago.
Well, there are a number of protests that are taking place around the city, and unfortunately, in a couple of the areas, there has been an unlawful assembly declared. I will tell you that a sense of fear has been created in the city beginning on Friday when numerous workplaces were raided. Initially, we were told only violent criminals. I don't know how that relates to a workplace. We have people that are detained right now, and they've not been in contact with their families. They've not been allowed to have legal counsel. And to me, it just seems like this is intentional chaos. You know, I had talked to representatives of the Trump administration earlier on to tell them that the Los Angeles Police Department could control things that were happening here.
Yep, that's what Governor Newsom said as well.
And that there was no need to federalize troops.
Yep, that's what Governor Newsom said as well. Sorry to return to this post that I wrote last night, but I'm just proud of it. These few sentences are key. Not only has Governor Newsom taken strenuous steps to offer and provide the support of local and state resources, but he has repeatedly said there is no reality in which the National Guard is necessary. Against Governor Newsom's will, Trump is still overriding the California National Guard. After sending untrained agents into majority Latino neighborhoods to carry out reckless deportations in a brazen manner. Oh, looks like they cleared the cloud in this feed. Sorry, they cleared the crowd with clouds. After sending undertrained agents into majority Latino neighborhoods to carry out deportations in a reckless manner. Barry keeps spamming, get in line with Trump. Adam, you better listen, tot Trump. Barry, if you want to hop in and debate me on Trump's policy, okay, I will listen to Trump. I will listen to Trump. If I listened to Trump, I would be much more pro-Russia. I would think that Ukraine's a bad guy. If I listened to Trump, I wouldn't have a fundamental understanding of what tariffs are. I would go around, walking around, not even knowing what basic econ is. If I listened to Trump, I would be bullying everybody and have nicknames for all of my friends. Barry, if you want me to listen to Trump, bro, I wouldn't allow Trump near any woman in my life, you know? Where is Barry? Is he gone? He's gone. Barry, I'm sorry, brother. Brutal. Okay, let's continue. It looks like these protesters seem to have cleared out a bit despite it being peaceful. Back to the Hassan Piker feed, of course, peaceful right there. Back to this feed, I don't see anything intense going on. Now, of course, there are images on the 101 and on other highways. No, is Barry gone? Sorry, brother.
Thing this city needs is civil unrest that's provoked.
Yep. Here's exactly the angle that we missed. Police moving in on protesters. As Karen Bass speaks, this is them scattering the crowd that we were just looking at in this feed. Sorry. A few feeds over. It's always a Barry. No, I'm just joking. Yeah, Barry was asking to be noticed, and then he got the attention he wanted. Barry can't take the heat. Get out of the kitchen. You know what would be fun is when events like this are unfolding, we bring people in to debate them on stream. Maybe not as they're unfolding because we won't have all the facts, but I mean like this stream, we bring people on and debate them about Elon and Trump and stuff like that. But to continue. Oh, this photographer got maybe the best picture. Oh. Are we going to, is Jake Tapper going to write a book? I'm waiting for the Jake Tapper book. Barry, how do you answer for this? Where's Barry? Barry, how do you answer for your president not being able to walk or speak? But to continue, let's see what Hassan's talking about. Trump releases a bizarre and unhinged statement. Could you guys imagine? I know this is kind of a basic thought experiment at this point, but could you imagine if Obama had done any of these things? If Obama in 2014 had called a governor scum, think about the headlines. If Obama had called a governor scum. Lisa, sorry, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Lisa Catherine, one of my favorites. Kevin, thank you so much as well. What do you think of Trump's meeting with German Chancellor Merz? I mean, like, he was talking about Elon during it, right? He was derailing it. I did watch it, though. We can also watch part of it on stream. Donald Trump said, a once great American city, Los Angeles, has been invaded and occupied by illegal aliens and criminals. The inflammatory language, he's calling this a rebellion, an invasion. It's being occupied. And the occupation is just like, this is the occupation. It's being occupied by a militarized police force. By occupied, you mean there's like a teen dude on a scooter? Looks like a motorized scooter? Or a teen girl with a pink backpack on over the left? Like, what do you mean? Again. Ooh, wait, is this real? Exclusive. Bill Gates runs to White House amid Musk fight. Damn, apparently Bill Gates tried to capitalize on the fight to get U.S. aid restored. What a great guy, Bill Gates. But to continue, the propaganda machine was in full swing. And by the way, if you made it this far in the stream and you want to be here when the stream starts, make sure that you're subscribed with post notifications on so you don't miss the beginning of the stream. But to continue, love the work you do. It's sad, but my 1.5-year-old walks up and down the stairs more gracefully than the orange dictator. Thank you. And congrats on the 1.5-year-old. That's really awesome. To continue.
Well, there are a number of protests that are taking place around the city, and unfortunately, in a couple of the areas, there has been an unlawful assembly declared.
Thank you, Wilson. I appreciate that more than you know. Now, Catherine Rampell makes a good point here. Why do these guys need masks and flak jackets to raid a nail salon? Are they afraid someone might give them a pedicure? The HSI Atlanta agents arrested 12 illegal immigrants, is what they call them, found in working unlawfully at a local nail salon. Why do they need vests? And how come a lot of the ICE agents are always really overweight and out of shape? It makes you wonder if Trump is just kind of like mobilizing local militias. That's a theory that I've seen floated around, and let me just be clear, that's still a theory, but there is a prevailing theory that like local sort of right-wing militias are being local or mobilized, and you see these like obviously under-trained, slightly overweight people who are like pulling guns when they shouldn't. It's insane. Yes, I feel so much safer now that this nail salon is cleared out. I was really feeling in danger until this local nail salon in Atlanta gets completely cleared out. Ben Micella says, I am leaving the peaceful protest against the ICE raids in Pasadena. My message to everyone is be visible. There are more of us who want diversity, compassion, empathy, love, democracy, and who recognize that immigrants help our communities than there are more of us than there are on the other side. Mike Johnson gets asked, could we see active duty Marines?
Secretary Hegseth said that active duty Marines there at Camp Pendleton, there by San Diego, are on high alert and could be mobilized. Could we?
By the way, they're mobilizing the Marines for like this. Let me see if I can go back to the live feed. 1 second. They were talking about mobilizing Marines for like scattered groups of protests. Look at this. These are just people walking around.
We really see active duty Marines on the streets of Los Angeles?
You know, one of our core principles is maintaining peace through strength. We do that on foreign affairs and domestic affairs as well. I don't think that's heavy-handed. I think that's an important signal.
You don't think sending Marines into the...
Really quickly, if you guys could do me a favor, we're close to 10,000 live viewers on my feed, and we're close to 5,000 likes. We're like 50 away, so you could be the one that boosts it over. I really appreciate all you guys. Drop some blue hearts. These streams have been good. I've been doing them almost every single day for you because I enjoy being with all you guys. Y'all are the best.
The streets of an American...
AOC and Zohran, let's go. Any New Yorkers like Zohran? Any thoughts? Interesting. Governor Newsom said, well, first let's
maintain
watch
the rule
of Mike Johnson.
The president did exactly what he needed to do. These are federal laws. So we have to maintain the rule of law, and that is not what is happening. And Gavin Newsom has shown an inability or an unwillingness to do what is necessary there. So the president stepped in. That's real leadership, and he has the authority and the responsibility to do it.
This says, using this logic, the guard should have been deployed to Speaker Johnson's districts years ago. Louisiana has the second highest murder rate in the entire nation and was ranked the most dangerous state in America. Are you saying Trump should send the guard there next? You know, also, today's been a wild day for a few reasons, but Congressman Sarah Jacobson said, these immigration raids don't define us, but our response to them does. I was proud to have a dinner at Buona Forchetta to show my support to them as they deal with the fallout of a raid where agents threw out flashbangs in order to arrest restaurant workers. Not hardened criminals. They promised to only arrest hardened criminals, and it turned out to be restaurant workers and people just trying to live their daily lives. Trump's border czar, Tom Hoban, then threatened arrest for any Democratic mayors who step in the way, but he's done that like 20 times now. Genuinely, he's tried that 20 times now. What is this? This is genuinely Trump going dictator mode. Trump going full unhinged. Let's go back to this stream. Just for some broad updates. Yesterday, Donald Trump decided to mobilize the National Guard. After doing so, he sent out this tweet. He sent out this Truth Social post. Sorry, it was in the middle of the night, and he was like, the National Guard did an amazing job last night, but the National Guard hadn't been mobilized. This man is either schizophrenic. Oh, car on fire. See, honestly, this is not representative of the average protest, though. Let's see, Hassan Piker chilling over here, a car on fire here. The horses are being mobilized. Oh, this is a Waymo.
Necessary. There may be other.
No, don't hurt the Waymo.
Just put this in perspective. Los Angeles is a multi-million person city. We are looking at unrest, and I'll use all the language of those who want this deployment: unrest, crime, vandalism.
Someone said it's hard to overstate just how big the crowd is, and it's vastly like the vast majority of people are going to be incredibly peaceful, but that is a huge crowd. There you go. There you go. Mobilize. Make sure you're seen. Stay peaceful. This is the way to do it. The cool thing about America is there's so many venues to have your voice heard before you have to turn to violence. In some other more authoritarian countries, you have to turn to extreme acts to get your voice heard. But in America, there are a lot of different channels you can have your voice heard through. Even if you don't want to vote, since that only happens, you know, every few years, every 2 years or so. Sometimes there are more local elections. But even if you don't want to vote, you can mobilize. You can door knock. You can phone bank. You can join your local organizations. You can build your own organization. You can make sure that local elections are taken care of, then feel fine voting in the, you know, more general elections every 2 years. Here we go again. Just like in 2020, right-wingers will be posting old videos or videos from other countries claiming it was in the U.S. Somebody just posted a video that wasn't even from the U.S. This was a protest in another country. Or they post old videos, or they cherry-pick these videos in a very disgusting way. I showed up at a construction site. And a crew went running. But someone said, get your story straight. Either illegal immigrants are on welfare and they're gang members who don't work, or you're only raiding salons and work sites. What's up with the work site raids? If someone's contributing to our country, then why raid? Yep, when Joe Biden did anything like this, Fox News would not let go.
Turn now to our scheduled program. We joined it in progress.
Oh, you know that hurt him inside, too. You know in the back of his head, he was like, shit, I just had a moment worse than Biden. Senator Chris Murphy, who I think is a rising star in the party, this guy's killing it.
So what you need to know about this crisis in California is that it is of Donald Trump's making. Yep. Anytime a protest turns violent, that's unacceptable. But yep. California has made it clear that between local and state authorities, they have the means to be able to keep the peace. They don't need Donald Trump. They don't need the National Guard. Donald Trump is sending in the National Guard to create a conflict. Not to solve a problem, but to create a problem. Because Donald Trump has always wanted to create an excuse to impose martial law, to invoke the Insurrection Act. Donald Trump has been undergoing a comprehensive campaign since he was sworn in to try to destroy our democracy, to try to undermine the rule of law. And so what you need to know about the steps that Donald Trump is taking right now is that it is not designed to try to calm a serious situation. It is designed to inflame the situation. It is designed to increase the chances for violence so that Donald Trump will have an opportunity to further destroy our democracy by invoking some kind of martial law. This is a really serious moment. I can't say for certain he's going to do it, but I want to make sure that everybody reads this situation and interprets the developments through the right prism. And the prism is pretty simple. Donald Trump is trying to make the situation worse, not better.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. He's trying to make the situation worse. And oh my gosh, holy hell, look at this video. This is California. Mobilize the National Guard on these people. Oh, wait a minute. This was January 6th. Wait a minute. It's January 6th. What about this? This says, FBI Director Kash Patel says, hit a cop, you're going to jail. Doesn't matter where you come from, how you got here, or what movement speaks to you. Then you see this dude. How many times did they hit cops? Someone said, dude, you got me for a second. Yeah, it's a funny, because genuinely, this is worse than anything. Sorry, where'd the video go? This is worse than anything going on in LA. I'm sorry, this is worse than anything going on in LA. This is a direct breach of the front line right here. And this was January 6th, one more time. If there's going to be a rebellion, if Trump wants to talk about the word rebellion, he's going to be the one that starts it. Oh, sorry, the gaslighting just drives me crazy. One more time, I covered this story last night, but the Latinas for Trump co-founder said that Trump's deportations are inhumane. She said, quote, this is not what we voted for. It kind of is. She then said, I understand the importance of deporting criminal aliens, but what we are witnessing are arbitrary measures to hunt down people who are complying with their immigration hearings, in many cases with credible fear of persecution claims. What the hell is the point of hunting down people who are already complying with their hearings? What incentive would anybody have to comply with the hearing if they're just going to get hunted down anyways?
Guide the protesters to another area. Now, in the case of these protesters, originally, as I understand it, they were at the courthouse, the Los Angeles Federal Courthouse building. And what happened was LAPD had kind of forced them away from that building. That, by the way, is where those...
I understand the instincts to, like, burn shit, but I mean, just if you keep it peaceful, then it's like an optical win completely. Newsom mocks Hegseth, trolls him back over job well done post. Let me see. California Governor Gavin Newsom mocked Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. Let's see what he said. Dude, Governor Newsom has been on an absolute roll. He's really leveraging social media to, like, spar in the way that he should. After Pete Hegseth posts the Donald Trump post where it says Newsom and Bass, Mayor Bass, let me point out one more time. I know this is a trite talking point. Just put yourself in 2014 for one second. It's 2014, and Obama's the president. Trump hasn't even hit the scene of, you know, politics. Kind of, but not really. It's 2014, and Obama begins calling Republican governors scum. He calls Republican governors scum. He makes up nicknames and calls them scum. Mike Pence might have been governor in 2014, maybe, of Indiana. Imagine that. The news cycle would never end. To this day, people would be saying that Obama shouldn't have said that. But then Governor Newsom says, smart guys running the operation. The National Guard wasn't even deployed on the ground when Trump posted this. Pete Hegseth runs the Pentagon as well as he throws an axe on a Fox News set. You guys have seen that clip, right? Dude, Pete Hegseth runs the Pentagon and he doesn't even know when the National Guard is deployed or not. Absolutely abysmal. See what's going
response
on
is again outside the Metropolitan Detention Center. I was talking about the spray painting. You can see some of this. It's this entire block appears to be tagged, but take a look at these officers. These are soldiers, rather. You can see what there's about maybe 25 of them standing here in quite a display of a show of force. And each of these soldiers, if Mike, you can zoom in a little bit, they're each carrying a long stick and a rifle. Each one of them is carrying a rifle. It appears to be a lethal rifle. We don't know what the status of those weapons are, but they certainly are here.
What year is this?
With their uniforms on and an incredible show of force, armored vehicles also positioned outside.
Are they going to beat people with the sticks? What year are we in? Again, Trump is trying to intentionally escalate. If Trump and the Republicans around him can continue to go on Fox News in their minds, if they can continue to go on Fox News and escalate with more and more rhetoric about arresting Democratic mayors, about mobilizing the Marines, then the protests escalate further. Then it's a cyclical process where escalation continues and continues. Then Trump uses the outrage that he caused as a pretext to move in the National Guard. It's disgusting. I saw a live video of a man getting hit with a baton. Yeah, this is from the morning.
ICE demonstrators.
This is more recent.
ICE demonstrators and protesters clash with law.
This is from less than an hour ago.
Enforcement. There is an unlawful assembly order declared by the LAPD, and those on the highway, remaining on the highway, are subject to arrest right now. So I'm not exactly sure what this is, what they're about. Gas masks for law enforcement right now, flashbangs, tear gas, what different tools they use to hope to move these individuals. And you can see them potentially fanning some of the gas back toward law enforcement. An interesting tactic with all of these signs. We're also expecting to hear from LA Mayor Karen Bass here in just a matter of moments, a matter of minutes. We'll take you out to that as this scene is unfolding. The line strong there is local law enforcement on the ground. So we're following this for the better part of almost 4 hours. Tear gas was fired at protesters.
Ajax, thank you for being here, bro. It says, thanks for this live stream, bro. Important time. Adam Mockler, have to ask, can I be deported? No. I mean, under this admin, you never know. But to continue, Governor Newsom continues to fire back in a really satisfying way. Oh my God. Oh my God. Ted Cruz fell for a fake piece of information. James Woods posted this video, and it's a car from 5 years ago burning. And Ted Cruz goes, this is not peaceful. Yeah, this is also 5 years ago, dumbass. Jesus Christ. Imagine being a politician. I have more responsibility with the way I post than almost any Republican. Like, I'm posting, let's say, like 7 or 8 videos a day. And when I do, I make sure that everything I'm saying is up to date, factual. I'm not guessing or assuming or pulling photos from 10 years ago and claiming they're from today. It's like, yo. Waymo continues to burn. Which, in my opinion, I understand it, but this just... This is how you get posted on Trump's account on Truth Social. Trump will post this video right here and say, CNN is showing it. I'm going to use this as a pretext to continue to escalate. I just saw someone in chat named Fernando say, martial law, please. Buddy, you want Trump to do martial law and your name's Fernando? Makes no sense. Sorry. It's the same car. Yeah. Car burning at peaceful protest. Do you not understand like what proportionality is or what numbers are? When 99% of the protesters are just standing around peacefully and some random person lights a car on fire. Yeah. Ooh, piece of candy. I love that one. Gunk, what's up? See what Hassan's saying.
Through that and then near the burning way.
To the person in chat who said, wow, what a peaceful protest. Like,
or at least that was the only way out. I don't know if that's still the only way out. They might just not let anybody out. In which case, I don't know what we do.
Like, check this out. The vast majority of protests are just going to be people standing around holding signs. There are photos and videos of tens of thousands of people throughout LA holding these signs. Why don't they support, or why don't they deport Byron Trump? You mean Barron? After Trump mobilized the National Guard, he sent out a post at 2 a.m. saying, "The National Guard did so well last night." I just found it hilarious that Governor Newsom was then like, "Hey, the National Guard wasn't deployed last night. Literally, it wasn't deployed. You are making this up."
And, like, it's his job. What up?
I can't lie. I kind of like this. This is kind of cool. I love my trans son and my AR-15. Thoughts? Is this a winning message? Is this how we win people back? But to continue, are the people burning Waymos? Do they think they're burning Teslas? Why are people burning Waymos? I mean, I understand the rage, but W, hell yes, winning message. I low-key kind of like it. I love my trans son and my AR-15. Honestly, that's what, like, true American freedom or liberalism should be. I know liberalism triggers a lot of people on the far left and far right, but American freedom, or the ability to have a gun and, you know, express yourself in whatever way, based, so based. It's the truth. This is what America's about. Who is this guy? He represents most of us. I love that sign. That's true American. Someone said, "I like the following message: pro-choice, pro-weed, pro-gun." Yeah, I mean, like, you can just say that individual liberty and freedom is good, and then you can thread the needle too. So, if you look at any statistics, you can see that America has a unique problem with gun violence. But it doesn't mean we need to have extreme gun messaging. We can say that you still like freedom. We just need more mechanisms in place to make sure effing maniacs aren't getting these guns. That's so common sense. Because if you go up to a gun owner and you say, sorry, we're going off topic, but if you go up to a gun owner and you say, "Yo, do you think that do you think that gun owners who are mentally ill, do you think that mentally ill people should be able to own guns?" They would say no, because that reflects poorly on them as gun owners, right? It reflects poorly on you. I've been to the gun range a few times, but I haven't bought my first one yet. Gun nut here, you are right. Yeah, I mean, most people who are really into guns don't want other effing idiots. It's kind of like the people at the protest. You don't want other people.
Gun justice.
The burning Waymos. Yeah, someone tweeted out, "Hey guys, I totally support the protests, but images of burning graffiti-covered cars on Fox News are 100 times more likely to cause an escalatory reaction." I mean, I get where they're coming from. Have you heard about Marcelo Gomez da Silva, 18, that got arrested by ICE? He's gone viral. I don't recognize the name off of a first, but let me search it. Oh, high school student detained by ICE. I saw this story. Yep. I saw this exact story. Let's see if I can play it.
Cheers filled Marcelo Gomez da Silva's neighborhood as he returned home, hugging his brother and sister.
Someone said, "Did someone light the car on fire?" Yeah, the reporting says people at the car.
Sharing an emotional embrace.
It's a tire fire? No, it's someone lit it on fire.
With his parents.
The only thing I wanted to do when I got back here was hug my parents. My dad. My dad, yeah. My dad means the world to me.
Someone said, you all enjoy our culture, Mexican food, the benefits our labor brings, food to your table, products in your store, services to your hotels, and yet you're not out there standing with us. I disagree. The protests were massive today. The protests were really, really big. There were a lot of people, for sure. Look it. Someone said, it's hard to overstate just how big the crowd has grown. See, this is solidarity. This is how you make sure your voice is heard. A massive crowd. Yeah, this is great. They're putting out the Waymo on fire.
I want to bring in Independent Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont. Sir, thank you so much for being here. I'm going to start where I left off with the Congresswoman. What is your response to the fact that the president has ordered 2,000 National Guard troops to California?
Look, Donna, we have a president who is moving this country rapidly into authoritarianism. He is suing media who criticizes him. He is going after law firms who have clients who were against him. He's going after universities that teach courses that he doesn't like.
Yep.
He's threatening to impeach judges who rule against him, and he's usurping the powers of the United States Congress. This guy wants all of the power. He does not believe in the Constitution. He does not believe in the rule of law. My understanding is that the governor of California, the mayor of the city of Los Angeles, did not request the National Guard, but he thinks he has a right to do anything he wants. And I would say that to a large degree, the future of this country rests with a small number of Republicans in the House and Senate who know better, who do know what the Constitution is about. And it's high time they stood up for our Constitution and the rule of law. You know, we just celebrated a few days ago, June 6th, the American landing at Normandy, mm-hmm. which began the invasion of Europe to defeat fascism and Nazism. Those guys died. They gave up their lives to defend democracy, not to have an all-powerful ruler in the United States of America.
Senator, you mentioned on a
very, very well said. Pure aura from Bernie. Yeah, he's solid. Overclocker, thank you for the donation. According to Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, anyone who is engaged in insurrection after swearing an oath is barred from holding office. Thank you for the donation. I appreciate that more than you know. And true, but that ship has sailed. That ship has sailed. There's no point in talking about what could be, but that would be very satisfying. But thank you again. To continue.
Every elected official from the governor to the mayor of Los Angeles.
Yeah, see, every single feed I'm opening now has this one burning Waymo. This one burning car is now on every single feed across every channel because that's what gets them views. And the thing is, there are so many other feeds that we could pull up that don't have a burning Waymo on them. And that's where the problem lies, is the media's coverage of this can be oftentimes unfair. But one more time, I know I keep going back to this. This is probably one of the most important posts I wrote, and I wrote this at about midnight last night. It's called How Trump Militarized LA Overnight. Let's be clear, Trump's decision to deploy the National Guard is unnecessary and a dangerous escalation. It's not about public safety, it's about control. Governor Newsom has taken strenuous steps to offer and provide the support of local and state resources. He has said repeatedly there's no reality in which the National Guard is necessary. Against Governor Newsom's will, Trump is still overriding the National Guard. If you want to read and share this post, I'm gonna link it a few times in chat. I just spammed it a bit. Because it says, here is how we break the MAGA narrative and explain the danger. Proportionality is what separates justice from abuse. This one is simple. If someone slaps me in the face and I pull out a gun, that's not proportionate. That's an escalation. When low-level protests break out in LA and Trump answers with military force, it's not about restoring order. You can't claim to defend states' rights and also cheer as the state's will is trampled, and this is also an exercise in narrative building for Trump. The first link in the description will be my Substack. I'm going to end the stream here. If you miss these streams from the beginning and you want to be here from the first second, then subscribe and turn on post notifications. Check out the Substack. We have a Discord. We have a subreddit. Follow me on Instagram. Wherever you are, I'm very likely there. I love you all. I'll see you in the next video in a few hours and tomorrow.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made, because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21+.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.